Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town Podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again. And Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. And we give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Every Town Podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side. Scary mysteries, twisted news. Alien lover and lover's lane double murder. Terrifying cases of true crimes and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we're going to tackle the extraordinary romantic encounter between a human and an alien, as well as the shocking development on one of the oldest cold cases in the country. Get ready for scary mysteries, twisted news. Number 1. Alien Lover. Like everyone here on Earth, UK actress Abby Bello was overwhelmed with boredom due to the prolonged COVID-19 lockdowns. On her social media, she joked about wanting an alien to actually abduct her. Soon, the 30-something starlet began to have dreams filled with white lights. The midnight imaginings persisted until May 31st of 2021, when she then started hearing a voice telling her to wait in the usual spot. In her tell-all interviews, she admitted that it was the first time she had heard that voice. Yet strangely, she knew what the voice meant. And so, on the next evening, she sat next to the open window of her house. She waited, like a love-struck Juliet lingering on the patio of her Capulet mansion, expecting Romeo to show up in all his handsomeness. Then, at around midnight, a flying saucer allegedly swept into her view. A bright green beam then shone straight at her, and before she knew it, she was no longer in her bedroom. While most of us might panic if placed in such a situation, Bella did not. She instead welcomed it as another weird encounter in her life. And later, she found herself in a place where very few humans claim to have gone. She said she was right in the belly of a flying saucer. She recalled having encountered five cosmic aliens inside their UFO. She described them to be tall and slender. They had slightly green-hued skin, and their eyes appeared larger than humans. Strangely enough, Bella couldn't exactly make out their true physical forms. In an interview with a media outlet, the actress showed a sketch of the alien she saw aboard the UFO. In that drawing, the extraterrestrial entities had round faces, and their eyes held a snake-like gaze. Where most of us would probably feel frightened by the situation, Bella instead felt love. She said she felt a strong connection with one of the aliens, and further described the feelings as being in love, but 100 times over. Unfortunately for her, there were things that hindered them from partaking of their newfound intergalactic love affair. For one, she was told it is a big taboo for aliens to date human beings. However, her interstellar suitor was more than willing to break their planetary rules and customs just to be with Bella. He said, "I had to consent to go with them," Bella said in one of her YouTube videos. But despite the strong emotion she felt for her alien lover, the Londoner chose to stay grounded. And just like that, the love-struck lady left the UFO. She purportedly spent 20 minutes inside the craft, but that short amount of time was enough for her to form her opinion. For now, she keeps waiting and hoping for her ardent alien lover to visit her once more. According to her, she even keeps an overnight bag by the same window, ready in case he suddenly comes back to sweep her off her feet again. Number 2. Lover's Lane Double Murder. On a fine day of January 3rd, 1956, three young boys were hitchhiking in an area now known as the Wadsworth Park, west of Great Falls, Montana. Along the way, they stumbled upon the body of a man lying next to a car. The victim was later identified as 18-year-old Lloyd Bogle. He was an airman at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Waco, Texas. His hands were tied behind his back with his own belt, and there was a bullet hole in his head. The next day, a county road worker found the body of a girl abandoned in the northwestern part of the city. The ensuing investigations determined the female victim's identity as Patty Kalitsky, who was 16 years old. She was later known to be Bogle's girlfriend, and like her boyfriend, Kalitsky was found with a bullet shot in her head. She was just a junior at Great Falls High School, and the autopsy report at the time confirmed no signs of sexual assault on the second victim. Meanwhile, the investigation report said that the couple were last seen alive at a Great Falls drive-in a day before on January 2nd. Authorities ruled out robbery turned homicide, considering that their money and valuable possessions, including a camera, were found intact inside Bogle's car. Officers investigated the double murder case, but the lack of evidence and leads impeded them from making an arrest. The tracks then went cold for decades, but then in 1989, a separate investigation led police to discover bullets lodged in a cottonwood tree near the spot where Bogle's body was found. The subsequent ballistic examination results were, however, inconclusive as to whether they matched the firearm used to shoot the victims. Through the years, there have been a number of persons of interest in the crime. One of them was Wendell Smith, an inmate who claimed to have murdered a boy and a girl in Montana. However, his name was crossed from the list of suspects when his story didn't coincide with the details of the case. 30 more other men were considered culprits. This included the infamous gangster James Joseph Whitey Bulger. He and his group were once believed to be responsible for the horrific slaying, but then again, the lack of evidence and circumstance failed to link him to the case. By the time that this case was around 60 years old, authorities began to concede to the theory that the lovers might be victims of the notorious Edward Wayne Edwards. Edward was an American serial killer convicted of similar double murders. Although most of his crimes were committed between Ohio and Wisconsin, the once FBI's most wanted fugitive was known to have been in Great Falls in the late 50s and early 60s. While awaiting his execution, Edwards died of natural causes in Ohio on April 7, 2011. With his death, Cascade County Police surmised that they could finally close the 65-year-old Bogle Kalitsky case, but their doubts hindered them from doing so. Apparently, in 2001, a detective who was then assigned to tackle the case took hold of the slide containing the vaginal swab gathered from Kalitsky's body. He sent it to the Montana State Crime Lab for analysis, and there they found a single sperm cell. And if that wasn't surprising enough, they also discovered that it did not belong to her boyfriend, Bogle. In the following years, law enforcement had been working hard to compare the DNA to possible suspects, but none came up as a match. And though the results were disappointing, investigators sought other possible solutions by submitting the data to forensic genealogy sites. And so came 2019, when Cascade County detectives were tipped off by a DNA testing institute that discovered a possible family connection. Working off that lead, police were led to a family of a certain Great Falls native named Kenneth Gould. At the time of the homicides, Gould's family lived near Kalinsky's residence. Through questioning, officers found that the patriarch was known to ride horses through the area, and records suggest that he would have been 29 years old when he allegedly killed the pair. Towards the end of 1963, a little after the incident, Gould sold their property and moved to Geraldine, then to Hamilton, before finally ending up in Missouri in 1967. And since then, he and his clan had never returned to Montana. Surprisingly, Gould did not have any known criminal records incurred both from his hometown and his adoptive state. During the investigation, his name never came up as a possible perpetrator, and investigators were quite perplexed to discover that he did not have any connection whatsoever to either of the victims. And yet, the data was irrefutable when it showed that he could be the criminal that authorities had long been searching for. Fortunately, Gould's descendants were supportive enough during the profiling process, providing their own DNA samples for testing and matching. Despite these shocking developments, the Cascade County Sheriff's Office could no longer put Gould behind bars since he died way back in 2007 due to some undisclosed condition. If anything, authorities are hopeful that the families of the victims will find peace in the knowledge that they finally know who took their loved ones away. As to why, though, they may always be searching for answers. So there were two of the most mind-blowing and shocking stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. If you guys enjoyed this video, then check out some of our other ones on aliens and cold cases here on the right side. Remember to subscribe because we have 3 new videos coming out every single week for you guys to check out. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.